This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. Jerusalem is slightly cooler, with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, sources in the IDF warn that renewed fighting with Iran is just a matter of time. This comes as Hezbollah increases its attacks. Mariv reports this just in. Also, Iranian Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi was splashed with a red substance after criticizing a ceasefire in Berlin. Police arrested the suspect immediately. That's according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu's campaign kicks into high gear at state ceremonies. Times of Israel reports on the implications for peace talks with Lebanon from earlier today. Separately, Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile at Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. This comes after a recent ceasefire agreement. JNS provided this update from earlier today. And finally, Donald Trump has become the first non-Israeli to receive Israel's top civilian honor, though he was not present at the ceremony. This was reported by Forward just moments ago. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior, a noted commentator, stated that Fadlala called for a continued ceasefire, provided Israel fully honors it. This was shared 6 hours ago. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reported 6 hours ago about Iran's strategic influence being a nightmare scenario for the Gulf states. From i24news_en, the Israeli Supreme Court suggested earlier today to delay the state inquiry into October 7th until after elections. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's concerns, Mariv reports that the military is preparing for potential escalation with Iran and Hezbollah. The growing tension in the region raises alarm among defense officials. Increased attacks by Hezbollah could lead to a broader conflict, affecting regional stability. Turning to Reza Pahlavi's incident in Berlin, the Jerusalem Post notes the attack followed his criticism of an ongoing ceasefire. The swift police action prevented further escalation. His outspoken stance on Iranian politics continues to stir controversy in and outside Iran. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Netanyahu's intensified campaign efforts. His participation in state ceremonies aims to boost his image ahead of talks in Washington. The results could influence ongoing diplomatic negotiations with Lebanon, impacting future peace prospects. In southern Lebanon, the JNS details the anti-tank missile fired by Hezbollah. This attack threatens the fragile ceasefire brokered by the US. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for Israeli military strategy in the region. On the diplomatic front, Trump's recognition with Israel's top civilian honor underscores his administration's impact on US-Israel relations. According to Forward, the absence of Trump at the ceremony didn't diminish the significance of the award. It highlights ongoing ties between the two countries. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Sagal Transport, a key player in student and military transport, faces cancellations following threats and violence in the north. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the startup band has secured funding to develop a platform for communication between AI agents. This innovation could transform AI interactions in various industries. And finally, CTEC reports that a former Signia and Hermetic founder raised $17 million to create a WhatsApp for AI agents. This aims to solve communication challenges within enterprises. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.